This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by XFMuscle.com, home of the best tasting protein powder out there, and Branch Chain Amino Acid Supplement Ice. And by Quest Protein Bars. Quest Protein Bars are the only bars that aren't just candy in disguise. 20 grams of protein, only 4 grams of non-fiber carbs, no sugar or sugar alcohols used, no junk food of any kind, and they're delicious. You can check them out and get 2 free samples by going to questproteinbar.com/fitcast. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 206. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me this week is Lee Peel of LeePeel.com and Dr. Jonathan Faust. How are you guys holding up this week?
Good.
Doing good?
Good.
Well, let's get right into it. We had a great discussion on program design for fat loss last week, and hopefully you got to check that out. If you didn't, you might want to pause, go listen to last week's episode. We got tons of great responses from it, and people seem to really enjoy it, so we're going to continue the trend this week, and hopefully next week we're going to get back to the mailbag stuff. So keep sending those in. Don't fret. We will eventually get to it. But for this week, we're going to continue our discussion. And John, where we left off last week, I think, was volume, cool down, deloading, things like that. And also the nutrition aspect, which, you know what, maybe we should break the things up and we should talk nutrition now. And then we can talk about deloading and volume and such.
Well, you know, just to interject, since you got on from that, why don't you carry on from that? And if we can't hit it this week, we'll hit nutrition next week. Seriously.
All right. That's cool.
Keep on the flow.
Well, Lee, we also want your opinions on this, too.
Sure, because, yeah, no. I mean, I definitely have opinions on the training aspect, too. But, you know,
you design more programs than John these days. And probably me, too. So
I design a lot of programs,
yeah. all right, so let's talk about total volume and, you know, determining what the volume is going to look like. And I think this discussion is going to go back and forth with nutrition, because like we were talking about before the show and we talked a little bit about last week, your nutrition is going to kind of determine what your training is going to look like and vice versa. So it's going to affect how much volume you can do so you can properly recover. So, you know what, I will ask you, Lee, first, how do you kind of find that balance?
There's two aspects of the conversation, because you're either talking individualized programming or you're talking generic programming. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where it gets somewhat tricky.
Well, we had an example, Lee, that we were kind of playing off of. Yeah, it was of last week, where it was like someone that's been working out for like 6 months, they're relatively, you know, like they have an idea of,
they got like 15 pounds left, 20 pounds left. You know, right. So they're not like 150 pounds overweight, or they're not like, you know, from 8% and trying to get to 5%.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I think we were kind of answering it pretty general anyway. It's like, consider this, consider that. Oh, these are my favorite warm up moves. And, you know, but it's nothing like specific if you don't want it to be.
Okay. Well, generally, now I forgot the question. What was the question?
basically, you know, how do you mix total volume with the nutrition aspect? Just because, you know, like you said, you know, if you're in a heavy deficit, you're obviously not going to be able to do.
Yeah, and I'll answer it like this then, since that's generally what we're speaking. Say that volume absolutely dictates nutrition and vice versa for me. And all, as do the trainees experience and whatnot. Generally speaking, I usually try and play with the volume and play with the intensity as I'm going along with the programming to, decrease plateaus, but more so, how about this? Let me put it like this. When I'm doing programming for a fat loss client and I'm dealing with volume, or I'm dealing with my training programs in general, volume usually stays the same throughout until the end, with the exceptions of deloads and breaks and stuff like that, which do need to be included and do have an importance. But let's say that we're assuming that our listeners are going to take breaks as needed or deloads as needed, or that'll be discussed later. I usually keep volume somewhat the same throughout the entire training experience. Like, for example, I know a lot of fitness competitors or bodybuilding competitors that end up bumping up the volume towards the end, and I find that to be a mistake, generally speaking. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but I find that that usually ends up leading to more trouble than it does progress. It usually only works best with those that are a bit on the more genetically gifted side or can deal with metabolic rebounds and things like that. Ramping up the volume as you're decreasing your body fat percentage usually doesn't work very well. What I rather do is I keep the volume and even the intensity somewhat the same throughout in the programming, but change up the movements and the style of training so that you can still be surprised in a sense or give your body a different type of shock to the system, different to new movements, whatnot, and it keeps a plateau effect from somewhat taking place, but it doesn't drive the person into the ground, because when you really are decreasing in fat loss, you're also decreasing in recovery, you're decreasing in sometimes metabolic adaptation takes place no matter how well you try and do things. Breaks have to become more frequent, etc. So as I'm increasing the time span that someone is working on a training program, it usually means that, you know, stalls are more likely or plateaus are more likely if you don't arrange that programming properly. So I like to play with what you do rather than the volume and intensity and keep the volume somewhat the same, or even sometimes back off on that volume and have specific deloads to get people somewhat unused to their training, and when they dive back in, they respond more to the training and get more of a caloric burn from it. Here's a great example, and I'll try and keep it somewhat short, but a lot of people do running for fat loss marathon trainings, whatnot. It's very common. A lot of the people that end up coming on my forums are training for fat loss or whatnot, and doing marathons with that. And one of the things that I always kind of tell people is they get up every day and they run 2 miles, they run 3 miles, etc. They might do a little bit of weights or some high interval training, some metabolic stuff at the end, call it a day. There's nothing wrong with that, but it ends up kind of going on this pattern. And what happens is that not only can they have metabolic adaptation just based upon the caloric intake and the decrease of how well their metabolic system is responding to the diet and the deficit and whatnot, they also get physically used to doing the exercise movement. With anything that we do, as you know, the more that you do it, the better you get at it. It can be anything from juggling to running. The more you do it, the more your body is used to the movement. And the more your body is used to a movement, the less energy it's going to expend in that movement. If you include metabolic adaptation into that or any sort of dieting down effect, you're going to decrease your caloric burn and essentially the kind of effects of the exercise. I don't want to say muscle confusion, but there is a degree of that I see that goes into if you keep your progressions during the training and within each stage. Yes, you keep progressions true when you're focusing on specific, you know, weight training or specific strength training exercises, but that's why we always increase in the load that we're using as we can, or we change up the cardio styles that we are doing. So for example, let's say that maybe you start out doing, intervals with intervals with some sort of, you know, medicine ball slams or something like that. You can switch it up and do like sled pulls or prowlers and things like that, and keep switching it up. I like stations. I like moderate intervals more so than higher intensity intervals, and just keeping things moving and the movements always somewhat changing so that the body somewhat doesn't adapt to that movement and you don't get into that running through the motions, pun intended, with your training. So that's what I like to do with my fat loss progressions and with my clients, especially as they're getting lower in the weight. Instead of ramping up the volume, I just keep the changing of the movements going on and deload where I need to, make sure to make certain adjustments for that so that they're getting the most out of the caloric burn at all times, while also mixing in the nutrition and making sure they don't hit any sort of adaptation or plateaus and get run down to where the burn is truly the burn. They're getting the max out of their burn that they possibly can. If they're eating at a certain amount of day, they're getting the most out of their maintenance, they're getting the most out of their training, and less running down is happening. So I don't know if that specifically answered the question, but that's what I do. That's what I do overall.
And it, you know, from you know, working with you in the past, it seems like you're definitely a big fan of, you know, letting the nutrition handle most of the fat loss and, you know, let the training be almost an assist.
Yeah. And I think the thing is nutrition is key and training is key as well. It's just how they correlate with each other and how they, it's really how you perform a dance. You know that certain things are going to take place at all times, at every step of the way. Someone diets down for a specific period of time, depending on their body and how they respond to it. It can be 3 to 5 days until they adapt and start to react really negatively. Or for other people, it can be 4 weeks. It just depends on, say, for males, how low your testosterone is or how much you respond negatively to, you know, pushing yourself too hard. Or you may respond great from it, and high intensity and volume and switching things up and insanity type training works well for you. It is a different animal for different people. But I find no matter what the animal is, if you will, no matter what the person is, as long as you keep a variety in the training and you stay ahead of any sort of downfalls in your adaptation or any decrease in your metabolic behavior, as long as you stay ahead of those things and you keep progression in your system, it's almost always a linear downward motion in your fat loss results. I never see a problem. It's when people start to go against that method and they start to push themselves harder and harder and harder, thinking, okay, now I have to do more. I have to do more. And so many things that we see, like, for example, a common myth is as we lose weight, our metabolic, RMR drops or our BMR drops, our resting metabolic rate drops, and therefore we burn less calories, so we shouldn't eat as much, decrease your calories every 10 pounds. That's not always the case. Sure, if you're an obese client and you're going from 250 to where your goal weight is around 130, yes, you're going to see a drop in your metabolic rate. But if you're someone that's in that kind of 20 to 30 pound range, which is somewhat of what we're talking about here, you shouldn't see that dramatic of a metabolic rate. And it could be that your metabolic rate doesn't drop at all. It could be that it even increases if you increase your exercise. A metabolic rate is what you make it in your day-to-day action, how much you move, et cetera. So there's all these kind of things that people think, oh, well, my metabolic rate is dropping. It's going to get harder and harder and harder as I get smaller and smaller and smaller. It doesn't have to be that way. If you program it right, you can eat just as much, if not more. Your maintenance can be just as much or if not more as you get lower in your weight as it was when you're higher. It's just usually people run themselves into the ground. They do metabolically adapt. They do take it too far. They see only an increase in the training that they're doing, never changing it up. So therefore they get better at that training. That burns less calories. And you end up having someone that's burning less calories as they were before because they're doing the exact same training and they've been running themselves in the ground. Whereas if they just change things up, and if they manipulate the system a little bit more, they could see this better responses while training not as hard, just kind of playing with the type of training that they're doing and keeping sure that they take the necessity breaks that they need. So that's how I guide my system by, generally speaking. And sure, there can be exceptions to the rule, but that's my general system.
Insert knowledge bomb sound effect. So let's, I would like to continue off that because I think that's really, interesting aspect of it. Do you generally just have like a set and rep scheme that you go for and say like, all right, I'm just going to have someone do a total of 50 to 60 reps across, 12 or, 10 sets?
Now if we're talking about what I do with the clients, it really depends on what their goals are. Gotcha. Obviously, if they have strength goals or if they're a bodybuilder, athlete, or if they're just, Susie mom, homemaker, it's all going to vary based upon that. Generically, if someone's in that position where they want to just lose some body fat, they want to make sure that they're doing training or exercise trainings that's going to keep their system kind of shocked or surprised, although I hate to say it like that, and that they're going to get a progression, then what I usually do is I do stick to more of the 10 to 12 rep range. I stick to more body weight type style exercises, things that people can do very easily at their home or at the gym. And we're talking about generic training. We're not talking about specialized training where someone's really working on a PR for their deadlift here. That's not the kind of thing that I'm talking about. So if we're talking generic, then it's basically you're someone that's listening to this and you like to train and you'd like to maybe get into it more on a specific or knowledge-based level, but at the end of the day, you really don't care what your bench press numbers are, or you don't care about trying to be the best at your facility. That's not what you're interested in. You just want to make sure that you don't stall or plateau. Then you can work with weights and you can work with a progression lifting program. And I think everyone should do that. But I kind of keep the weights and the cardio separate, but I keep them in the same exercise. So I'll do, say, either splits, so that you can don't get so volume fatigued, because I find, and maybe this is because I work with so many women, and I do work with men, and men seem to have less fatigue issues. They have less adaptation issues in general, unless of course they have low testosterone or they never really had a lot of training experiences as children. They were more overweight or fatter. And as they moved into adulthood, there wasn't really a lot of training there either. So they had more sedentary lifestyles. It seems like those guys respond, I don't want to say as women, but they also seem to respond a little bit more negatively, and it could be because of their hormone profile, and that's usually what I associate it with. But what I usually do is I like to do it into a splits. I like splits, hit the big compound movements as much as possible, into split it between 4 days, so upper lower push pulls, however you want to set that up, and then finish off the exercise program with 3 or 4 cardio station sessions where you hit at it for like 25, 30 minutes with varying the sessions and the stations. A lot of my programs are like that now, like the Lean Bean program and RS program, and people respond good to it. And you can control the intensity. So if you're someone that responds really good to high intensity interval training, then you can make the intensity of the intervals a little bit harder. You can go heavier and you can basically go balls to the walls, or you can keep your intensity at more of a moderate pace and go at more of a 6-7 of rate perceived exertion, or of your percentage of max, however you want to calculate it, breathe test, however you judge those things, but keep the pace at a little bit more of a moderate pace, and keep the lifting towards more of a beginner style lifting program, which generally speaking, what we see people are comfortable with in the 8 to 12 set range. That's generic programming. That's non-specific. And I think that it's a good model. We could argue all day long about what's the optimal model for each person, but for a generic model, I think that it's a pretty good model to go by. So that's what I do on a generic base level.
Now, what's your take on metabolic training? Because you kind of brought it up, and you're using a little bit of it. And my take on it is more, it's kind of, I think it's in line with what you're saying, but I'm not sure. Like for me, I actually don't go too much with too much metabolic training or too much training that's designed for like calorie burn if the diet is in check. If the diet isn't in check, then I do more of that stuff, unless there's a separate goal. But I generally, like if the diet is in check, then my programming is and thankfully I've written thousands of fat loss programs, Kevin, you dick, just wanted to get that out there.
He's not even here to hear it, you know.
I know he's not right. That's now. Why yeah, he's gonna edit this down and then he's gonna hear it. I love it. But you know, for me it's like if the diet isn't checked, then I look at my training as simply to you know, maintain strength and muscle as much, yes, as I can in, yes, the face of a caloric deficit. So I don't really program a terrible amount of the so-called metabolic training, because for me it's kind of like you're just putting something on top of something you've already established.
Yeah.
I mean,
when you say metabolic training, I mean, for one, the term metabolic training, and don't get me wrong, I've used the term, so I'm not knocking it.
Yeah,
okay?
It's like fun. Yeah, we don't like to say cardio, but basically,
yeah, and so when someone says metabolic training, what pops into my head is, okay, let's kill it, let's crush it, let's go balls to the walls, let's do, you know, 15 squats of this, 15 kettlebell swings of this, fast as you can, no rest time. So that's what I think when you say metabolic. I don't do that generally at all in fat loss. I don't usually find that it works well in fat loss. Now, that doesn't mean that it doesn't work and that people don't achieve it. And I know people that use programming like that. Like, for example, I love Coach Doss. I love his programming. He uses a lot of metabolic type training. Not a knock at what he does whatsoever. But when we're talking fat loss specific, and what I found with my clients, specifically women, who have a lot more sensitive adrenal problems, they have a lot more sensitive period problems, the female athlete triad, even in regardless of caloric deficits, there's so many more issues there. And people can talk about how women and men are the same, but they're not. They're just not. And how they react in fat loss is just not the same. And so because it's not the same to me, I like to keep my cardio in a sense of caloric burn, but not balls to the walls. So you may get a little at the end, but it's not, to me, the pace is, I don't want to say it's running through the motions, but it's to give you a little bit of an extra edge over the caloric burn, but it totally matches with what the deficit is doing. And I also like to keep the diet based upon the training, like with the kind of, I write cycling programs. That's what I write. Mm-hmm. So the higher caloric days, higher training. The lower caloric days, no training at all, or go have a walk. And you know, that's kind of how I work. I like to, I don't believe in fat loss training per se. I think it's kind of a silly thing. I mean, because if you get up in the morning and you don't eat and you go for a walk, that's fat loss training.
Right.
You know, so to me, I like my workout to dictate strength, maintain your strength, maintain your muscle, get a nice caloric burn, and let the sleep take care of fat loss. That's when you're in the best fat loss stage anyway. You're burning through fat practically when you sleep. So let that take care of it. Feed yourself during training. And that's kind of how I work. So metabolic training, no, I don't for that. I know that some people respond well to it, but it's not how I typically write my programs.
Right. I agree, and that's generally how I do it too. I mean, sometimes I put a little circuit in the in the back end of a workout. Sometimes I put like a Tabata in before we start getting hate mail. Yes, I know it's not technically a Tabata. I don't care. It's a 2010. And
how many preferences need to take place before we can have a conversation.
Some kettlebell swings and stuff like that. But pretty much like,
and it's also about the intensity too. You can do kettlebell swings, and it doesn't mean that you have to do them with 10 seconds rest and then fall on the ground and do burpees and intensive rest and fall on the ground and do burpees. That doesn't need, you know, and people, they say intervals, and it's no breath, no break, no breathe, keep going.
Yeah.
And you can do intervals without that as well. I love intervals, but keep it at more of a moderate pace.
And that's the thing too. Like, and we were doing this last week where we were kind of going back and forth and talking about the difference.
I hate to butt in, but we're gonna have to take a quick break. We're just gonna have some audio problems that we're having right now. So stick around. We'll be right back in a second.
Very sad.
Because we were rolling.
Pause. Yeah. Come on. And we're back. John, take it away.
So we were talking about the metabolic training, putting some, you know, some swings and crap at the end or whatever, like who cares. But I think that, you know, something interesting that I picked up that you'd said about maintaining the volume and intensity throughout unless you have like a deload, which I thought was interesting. I generally keep it as a low volume, assuming that you've got a caloric control. If you don't, then I get a little bit higher in the volume. So that's when I start to play more. Like if it's someone like, hey, I really can't diet. Well, totally. You're going to explain that the results are probably going to be compromised, but that's when you start to play a little bit more. I do fluctuate volume intensity. I like to break down the intensity by the definition of like the NSCA is the amount of reps and the you know, therefore the weight. But I do break it down into actual intensity because you can take 70% of your one rep max, or you could take 100%, and that's an intensity. So I generally keep it's never 100% of the rep max of whatever they're on. It's usually more, you know, you keep the one in the bank, the two in the bank. And that's also just by nature of if you're in a caloric deficit, you just don't have the energy. And if you're not looking to increase strength necessarily, if it happens, it's great, but that's not the goal of the training, then I don't have them max out like that. They might go, you know, somewhere around 90 to 95 in the final overload week before the deload, but not necessarily throughout the rest of the training. I will change up the reps though, and change the weight accordingly for that. Sometimes I even change the reps within the set to continue, you know, like you were saying, it's just different ways to change things so that, you know, you don't have an adaptation period. Sure. But I do change the volume, but not in a terrible amount, but you know, a set more this week, a set less next week, whatever, until you get a deload, and change up the reps, but the reps will stay consistent for that phase and then possibly change the next phase, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever it is. But otherwise, I think I pretty much do exactly what you're saying. Mm. It just depends. Then it also depends on like,
sure,
you know, like you were talking about, like you get a lot of like, right. You get a lot of figure, clients right now. I'm working. I just happen to be working with a lot of female athletes. So they're trying to maintain a weight loss, mm-hmm. but they're also trying to excel in whatever that they're doing. I've got someone playing BJJ. I've got someone playing tennis. I've got, what else do I have? Blah, 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 blah. I have some others. What else are we doing? I have like one more. Oh, runners. So stuff like that. Like, you know, you're trying to maintain a weight loss, maybe, you know, get more efficient in your power to weight ratio, but at the same time, it's still kind of like a caloric deficit. So it just all depends, just like you were saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And what both me and you were talking about is definitely more generic guidelines. You give us an individual client story and we have to break down what we do with it. It could change completely. I mean, if I have a girl that's previously been anorexic or dealt with bulimic issues, it's going to be completely different than a house mom who works, you know, a desk job. And so it can really span. I mean, right now I'm working with two MMA fighters. I'm working with a couple house moms. I'm working with some dads. I'm working with some bodybuilder and figure competitors. It's always going to be different. My experience with people in general leads me to believe that the generic style of programming I do works very well, generalized people. But obviously there's always exceptions to the rules and ways that we can change things around. But I guess I like that style of working with it, and I found that it works best. And I found that the more that course is kind of stayed on, and that the more that you, and we see this in research and we see it anecdotally speaking. So the more that you drive yourself into the ground, specifically women, the more that things are really not going to go according to plan. And even if they go according to plan, the rebound effects of that are true rebounds that happen due to blood sugar effects that occur due to dieting down and things like that. And quote unquote set point response in the body, or it could just be a stress adrenal response that the exact reasonings I would be speculative about, but the rebound effect usually when you do that is harder to maintain. So that's generally how I set things up, and I think we pretty much in agreement there. And I don't know if Kevin's even here anymore. Kevin, are you here?
Hi. I'm just listening. I'm like, I like what I'm listening to.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's that. Yeah, that covers that.
Lee, you will know I'm in agreement with a lot of what you do. It works.
I know. So I just, that's where I'm at. That's pretty much what I do.
You guys do the work now because I'm going to have to edit all this crap together later.
Oh, but it's going to be so worth it because this was an epic episode.
By the way, do not listen to anything that happens after this show if you don't like swearing or sexual situations.
Or video dating.
Or Kevin fails.
I'm not going to put that stuff in.
you have to put all that. We had like
everything in. If you don't, then you need to save it and upload it and let me just download it just to have it.
Oh,
just to keep.
Just right, well, I'll Dropbox that. What do you guys think? Do we can we wrap it up for this week and come back to it next week?
Yeah, sure.
I gotta kind of wrap this up. All right. Well, for everyone out there, please, if you have any questions about the discussion that we're having right now, we'll make sure we hit on those as we continue to do these questions at thefitcast.com. Also, now that I'm alive and my dog is alive and no longer sick, hopefully Roger and I are going to be able to do that live. We're going to be broadcasting live this upcoming Saturday at Justin.tv. Justin.tv / the FitCast. We're going to be doing the evolution of fitness games, which will start off with the Power Pad. I have every Power Pad game that was ever created and sold in America. And then we're all going to make our way up to Kinect and kind of talk about the history of this stuff and have a lot of fun. So hopefully you will join us as we do that, because we are, you know, we think it's going to be a lot of fun, and you guys can interact with us and chat in the chat room and say what's up. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. If it sucks, then we won't do it again. But we think it's going to be pretty good.
There you have it.
Just being basically real, don't expect much. I mean, really, it's,
right?
It's just,
well, remember those video shows that we did a long time ago? Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Yeah,
I overpromise and underdeliver.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my eyes, Kevin Larrabee.
Well, you not a story, Lee.
not according to your dating history, because you've always dumped your girls.
Love them and leave them, baby.
That's love right. Them.
It's not a lie, John.
I don't doubt it.
Lots of hearts.
I don't doubt it. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Yep.
That's right. All right, well, hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. We're going to be back next week for episode 207, and you know what that means. It means we're going to do another podcast. See you next week.
You better put all that stuff in the off topic.
This is your last warning that the off topic is very uncensored this week, and that's pretty much all I can say. So if you don't like this stuff and you don't want if you have the kids around or something like that, do not listen to the off topic. Stop listening right now. You got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, we're here in the off topic discussion for episode 206. Lee, John, and myself. I have to get this started because I got to eat dinner at 6 o'clock.
Lee, do you know that just took Kevin from being a producer to being a director?
Right.
He actually set the stage. That was incredible. Good. Well done, Kevin.
Yeah. Well played, sir. Well played.
Thank you.
That was a good decision right there.
Yeah.
So for off topic discussion this week, we'll catch up with you guys in a second.
Cool. Go to town, Kev.
I'm going to, we got a group of four going to PAX this year. It's going to be myself, Roger, Adam, and his friend, Roger's friend, Mike. So
what are you doing?
We're staying at my apartment. We're going to PAX East. It's in, 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Okay. Again, four weeks explain from this
weekend.
That.
I remember I went last year. It's Penny Arcade Expo. It's in Boston at the convention center. It's 3 days.
I must have been
long
washing my hair that day. I wasn't available to that conversation.
It's a Harry Palm convention.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
Harry Palm. Shut the hell up. No, it's like, okay.
It's I live in my mom's basement convention.
No, it's like I'm not the person that goes to the friggin' Museum of Science to go see the Harry Potter exhibit.
Why not?
Because stupid shit.
What do you do? Seriously, I'm just curious.
I'm talking to you, Tony Gentlecore.
There's panels, there's games that you can play before they come out. There's tournaments. Play some Street Fighter.
Can you play Dance Dance Revolution?
Probably not, because again, that's a game that like no one plays.
Kevin, can you play Dance Dance Revolution?
Are you making fun
of me,
John? What
about Guitar Hero? Are you going to play Guitar Hero?
Yeah, well, they don't make Guitar Hero games anymore. They just fired everyone that makes the Guitar Hero games, and they decided to not make them anymore. So There's no more.
Are they going to turn it? Are they going to turn it into Drum Hero?
Nope, that actually already exists, and that's existed in Japan for about the last 6 years.
Righteous. What about Cello Hero?
Ooh, Cello Healer. Yeah.
Yeah, I like
Cello. What about Tuba Hero?
Say that. No, Lee. What? Say that three times fast.
No.
They got Do it. Tubin. The game Tubin. I got that from my NES.
What is that? Is Tubin, it like riding on a tube?
It's a white kid and a black kid going down a river on tubes.
I was just to keep like, it racially like a Mark Twain tale updated, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Dude, did you send funny. It's like, Lee the picture?
A... Picture of what?
Then the tasteful nudes that you sent me?
Yeah,
I'll send... Why don't I ever get the tasteful nudes?
I'll send you this picture now. I get to see if it's on my...
Lee, it wasn't very tasteful. It's actually graphic. I just...
It's gotta be on my I just want to be included here. Because I feel left out, you know, last week.
I don't know if you do.
Roundtable discussion. I wasn't involved in it. And now I get left out of the news. Well,
there were things that he was doing with candles, and it was really disturbing. And I kept replying, like, dude, why are you sending me these pictures? And he's just like, go with it. Yeah, it was weird.
Gorgeous.
Oh, it's HP.
There. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Link, Kevin.
I listened to What Up Lee. That's all I'm saying. Okay, there it is.
Just fooling on you, Lee. I was actually talking about his incredible collection of NES games.
Oh, damn that. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I was sitting up, now I'm sitting back again.
What? It's actually I ended up I took out like 30 of them, and I'm getting rid of 30 of them that I haven't played in a long time. So.
How dare you? How dare you, Kevin?
I try to keep it at like 200. Collection,
no, that collection is bigger than you, okay?
Yeah. That way you don't have to do the Skype transfer thing.
Oh, that is naughty. The way that there's that.
I built that shelf, by the way, last week. I built that. So I'm handy just to for the ladies out there.
Oh, Kev, did we get any Valentine's Day inquiries?
You know what? Surprisingly, I didn't. We got no resumes.
Last weekly, we put ourselves out on the market for Valentine's Day inquiries.
And the response? Nothing?
I'm going to keep that open.
Wait, maybe I can help you. You know, I used to know a guy who did video dating taping services.
Nice.
And so
like
since
Joey
on
Full House,
exactly,
found that girl.
And since I have some expertise in this field, so Kevin, let me hear your 60-second intro. You know, that just gives a little bio about yourself. Mm. Do it in the Best Buy voice, by the way.
Oh,
right now.
Yeah, right now. 60 seconds. Tell the ladies all about you.
Do you have a stopwatch?
I'm mentally. Go.
This should be interesting. Doing this for you, the audience. I like to humiliate myself for you. All right.
I have John doing it too. So, John, you better prep.
We'll compete. All right. I'll go first, then John can go. All right, so, hi, my name is Kevin. I'm a strength and conditioning coach. I host the number one fitness and nutrition podcast in the world, the FitCast, gets 4 million downloads a week.
Wow.
4 million downloads a week.
Wow.
He's leading with the strengths. Continue.
Right.
I got to keep this clean, though, because my family listens to this show later.
Okay, fine. So you can't talk about the stamina. Continue.
But I told you about that, right?
Yeah, no, we know about that. We know about the stamina.
I don't live with my parents anymore. I have my own apartment. It has an adjacent arcade in the office.
Talk about the shelves.
I built my own shelves, a media tower. So if you need something to be built, if it comes with instructions, I can do it. And I have a dog, which means I can take care of things. And you know what? every girl that I've gone out with, I was the one to dump them. I've never been dumped, so there's clearly a reason.
Wow.
So I'm you know, the girls that date me.
That's why I came on the show today. Oh my god.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm not lying. That's not a joke. So you know what? You're going to have to be right, otherwise, I'm not going to try to string something along when I know it's not going to work. So no, if you're right, that's great, but if you're not, you get a chance to hang out with a great guy, and I like great television shows, Scrubs, Fringe. I think Jason Statham is a great looking guy.
Like
if he was in a room like me, the girl that I'm dating, and him, I would let, you know, whatever.
Oh.
He could be my driver, my transporter. And
why can't I be the little Asian girl tied up in the trunk?
Oh,
there's always room to be adventurous. You can contact me.
I was about to say, how can they contact you?
Yeah, you can get me on Twitter, Facebook. You can call me 978-555. No, just kidding. That's a fake phone number. You don't have to call that.
That's a fake phone number?
Yeah, it's a 555 number.
And I thought you gave me your real number.
Actually, yeah. If you want to, since it's long distance, just for, I think it's $1, use 1010-220. And you can make that phone call. First 20 minutes is just $1. So I don't know. Do you guys remember that? 1010-220 and 1010-321?
Yes.
Oh,
like that.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, I do.
Or you can call 1-800-OK-SODA.
You have a mind trap for stuff like that, seriously.
Yeah, he can't remember his own effing birthday.
No,
like
but
how
he can remember
1010-221
or whatever. Yeah, that's
yeah, 2020,
insane.
Whatever.
Okay.
220.
All right, so wait. Girls can contact you at, let's say, Facebook. Add Kevin to Facebook. What's your Facebook, Kevin?
It's just facebook.com/KevinLarrabee. It's the one and the only.
All right, now, John, obviously that was more than 60 seconds. But right. I'd like to see what you can do within a matter of somewhere within that time span.
Okay. I'm pretty awesome. I need more than 60 seconds.
I understand. Right. It's John's turn now, Kevin. Okay, right. So John, go.
Hi there, ladies. Dr. Jonathan Fass here.
Bullshit.
You may know me.
Don't call it that doctor stuff, John.
Hey, hey, you had your 60 seconds.
It's not like you're a medical doctor.
You had your 60 seconds. Hi, ladies. Dr. Jonathan Fass here. You may know me from such things as the FitCast or Facebook. I'm young, handsome, and now I'm rich. I'm going to leave the rest of the 50 seconds instead of talking about myself, just so you can picture the two of us together and how beautiful we would be. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm not old like John. I'm 25, so, you know.
Right.
And I'm in America. And I'm never going to leave my country because I love my country. But I will move to England or Japan.
I don't know why the two of you are single.
I don't know either.
It's by choice, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to beat Zelda 2 this week, all right? I got things to do.
You can't spell charm without arm, jfastbiceps.com. Thank you.
Wow.
You can listen.
Wow.
Did you just come up with that?
Yes, I did.
Because that's brilliant. That's so quote worthy. It's going on my Facebook. Because that's really the only place you can put quotes these days.
Right.
So I'm just letting you know.
Facebook or it didn't happen.
Yeah, Facebook or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just going to preface all this by saying that I have promised Lee that if I'm 30 and not married, that she gets first dibs.
Oh.
Mm. So, bated breath, I'm waiting.
That's like a no questions. That's like a, like for real offer. You can hold that in a court of law.
We have the 30 offer.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've played that game with girls before. Like, oh, yeah, well, you know, if we turn 30. And then I did. And then we would, like, look at each other awkwardly and be like, how about 35? You know?
I'll be ready by 30. I mean, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm in no hurry right now. Mm. I got plenty of stuff to keep me busy.
Obviously not. You're dumping every girl you date.
Yeah, but I only date – I date like one girl every 6 months, and then I date them for like 3 months.
You have a very strict three-month policy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yo, it's tough to –
Yo, baby.
What?
Yo, baby.
Shit.
Check me out, baby. Yo, it's not that I ain't feeling you. It's just that we've been at 3 months, so you got to go.
John, are you able to get Saturday Night Live's like recent stuff where you are? Like if it's on NBC.com?
No.
You got to watch the Valentine's Day song created by Eminem and Lil Wayne. It is awesome. It is. I was watching it on Netflix.
I can get anything on YouTube, so.
I don't think they have NBC content on YouTube anymore. I think they take all that
they
down.
They usually block it.
Yeah.
Let me see.
But it's something that you owe it to yourself. Like I laughed out loud when I was watching that last night. It was from last week when Russell Brand was doing it, but it's got one of the guys from, he was on a couple episodes of Scrubs in season 8, I think, and Jay Farrow, who does all the voice of like Eddie Murphy, and he does like a Jay-Z, and he was a YouTube guy before, you know, all that stuff. But
did you like that voice? That was my pimp voice before when I was. That was like my Kevin is a pimp voice.
Mm. I got it for you, John. I'm sending it to you.
Thanks. God, this off topic is so much more swell than last week's was.
What was wrong? I thought last week's was pretty good.
I don't remember what we talked about.
Nor do I, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a.
Also. Excuse me.
and just like that, every girl that was about to hit the send button on the email to you.
I'm a dude. I burp and I occasionally fart.
Oh. Probably not something to admit before the first date.
No, because otherwise I would be some kind of alien. So.
Oh.
You can do it. You just can't talk.
I'd be like right. Jeff Bridges from Starman.
Oh.
That's what's up. Oh. That's what's up.
Wow.
When he heals that deer on the car.
Yeah.
It's just...
God, I love him, like
I watched your driving very carefully. Green go, red stop, yellow go very fast.
Oh, you guys have seen this? This came up when you guys were like kids, right? See, I just saw this. I never knew it existed. I'm like, Jeff Bridges, I like that guy. He's a cool mother.
Shut your mouth.
But there's that, and I think that's about it. I think that's all the as you guys saw in that pictures. I'm trying to play through some old NES games because they're short. I can play them for 20 minutes and stop, which helps my attention span. And it's about it. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out, and I haven't played it yet, which is sad. But Roger and I are going to be playing a crap ton of it this weekend.
Did you record the second installment of
last week? We weren't able to hook up.
Mm. Yeah, but this week.
This Saturday we will.
Oh, this Saturday coming. This
coming Saturday.
Yes.
So this Saturday you'll be coming.
That's
Jesus Christly.
What? God.
That's a legitimate statement, Kevin.
You put the innuendo there. I do not.
You mean God. Innuendo.
God, in now. Stop it. Stop
this. And people say they don't like our podcast. What are they talking about?
Seriously.
Strange.
I really like your podcast, but I hate the off topic. Well, then you lose, sir. Good day, sir. You missed out.
Hey, Charlie. No, believe we already did this.
I know. It doesn't matter. It's still fun.
You're still busy lifting drinks. You put your hands in the walls.
Good day, sir.
Mr.
You
Wonka?
Missed an epic off topic this week because you don't like us. I probably wouldn't like us either.
Yeah, I'd hate me. Yeah. I'd really hate you, John.
I know.
What the hell?
Sense and.
Did you like that last 50 seconds?
Wait, hold on. I gotta stop recording.
I brought that off.
Okay, here comes the 8 times that we tried to actually start recording the podcast. It's unedited. It's graphic. Stop listening immediately.
Voices.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Fit Gas. This is episode number 206, and that was Lee Peel singing.
You better leave that intro.
Of course I am. Because we have a great show lined up for you this week. We're going to continue our discussion on program design for fat loss, and we're also going to be hitting on the nutrition. I am here, Kevin Larrabee, and along with me is Lee Peel of LeePeel.com. What's up, Lee?
I'm Googling. Don't talk to me.
All right. And we also got Jonathan Fass. He's not a real medical doctor.
No.
.com.
And while Lee is hitting on the nutrition, I'll be hitting on Lee.
Back off, John.
Oh, I missed you.
It's going to be like two guys, a girl in a pizza place. Does that sound messed up or what?
Wait, does the general audience has the general audience seen the caricatures yet?
No.
Okay.
Oh, what do you think about that, Lee?
No,
I look like the most awesome slut ever.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think we can do this.
Rocky gets thumbs up.
All right, let's record this intro.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna stop that.
No.
Oh.
No, Kevin.
People get mad that we're not professional.
Oh,
yeah, because
God.
That's why people listen to this show.
If they've been waiting 205 episodes for that to happen.
We are like the immature cheese, Kevin. We're not going to get mature. It's not going to happen.
All
right. That's right.
I look like a dwarf, so we're not. I don't think we're
going to
use it.
You're not going to use it. My lips are like? Collagen filled. I know. And like you, have you ever read the book Matilda by Ronald Dahl?
I've seen the movie.
Well, I'm just saying that if you ever read the Ronald Dahl book and see the character cartoon versions, John, she nailed you with the car salesman thing. Like, seriously. Like, it's fucking awesome what she said.
Oh. Jeez. So you guys just making my life hard this week. I gotta edit that out.
You never edit this crap.
I'm gonna
wait, are you still recording?
Out.
You said you weren't recording.
Lee, you told me to keep it.
Whatever.
Oh, God. My neighbors can't wait for me to move out. I yelled a lot. During the podcast, I mean.
Well, you know what? What I sent you? What I sent you is relevant. And you think about that. You think about what I sent you and you listen to it and you think about your dog.
I don't like listening to Tracy Chapman.
All right.
Can we re-record this intro?
Fine.
No.
Whatever.
Yeah. We have to. I'll leave this in there, but
just,
in the off topic, okay?
Fine. I just told Rocky that Lee gave her a shout out.
All right, we'll leave it and tell her to listen to the off topic. 3, 2. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Fit Gas. This is episode number 206. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me is Jonathan Fass. Shit. All right, hold on. Let me do that again. I didn't know who to introduce first.
This goes in the off topic, too. Yeah.
All right. 3, 2. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Fit Gas. This is episode number 206. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me this week is Lee Peel of LeePeel.com. What's up, Lee?
Hi, Kevin.
And we got Jonathan Fass of Accelerated Strength or something. I don't think he does anything anymore. What's up, John?
I do plenty. In fact,
on permanent vacation.
No, this is a lie. In fact, I have a new client this week, too.
Wow.
That's right. You're see, up. I do so many things behind the scenes, and I don't include that. You. That's right.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue our discussion on program design for fat loss this week. We got a lot of great responses from the podcast last week, so hopefully you guys listen to it out there. And if you didn't, I would probably pause right now and listen to last week's episode if you want to get the whole gist of what we're going to be talking about. Do you guys want to do some mailbag stuff first? I thought we had like a...
No. If you want.
Well, one of these I wanted to address. If we could.
Maybe, but I think, well, but I, what I liked about the last, I think what everyone liked about last week was that it was a focused discussion.
What about Matt and Scott, John? Did you think of them?
Matt, I do think of them, and Matt and Scott can wait till next week.
Okay. Actually, technically, I could do some research for Matt.
All right. Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
There you go.
So I'll do the research and I'll respond to Matt next week because I have some stuff, but it's not updated, and I know new research has come out.
All right, so let's continue to the discussion then. John, why don't you do a quick recap of where we left off?
Okay.
Previously
I think we've gone through previously on.
Previously on the last episode of the FitCast.
You shot the president!
Hold on.
Previously on the FitCast.
John, why don't we talk about programming for fat loss?
That sounds great, Kevin.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, I disagree because...
Shut up, John! Blah, 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 blah.
But I'd just like to add my two cents.
Shut up, John! Blah, 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 blah. Okay, we got to wrap it up here. Bye!
Hey, yo, I'm John. Let's go get a slice of pizza. Let's go down to Joe. We have to re-record this. I'm not using it.
It's so bad.
Okay. One more time. One more time. Three.
This all
two,
needs to go.
Three. Two. Let's keep it real, guys. All right. Keep it real and we'll. Let's just get this. We got 15 minutes.
I need a second. Seriously.
All right.
Kevin, you must put all of this on topic.
It's a lot of editing tonight.
You just have to put it all there.
All right. Are we ready? Deep breath.
Shut up, John.
Fuck you, John. I don't even talk to
you. Oh, it hurts.
I didn't know Mike Tyson was doing the podcast.
Why'd you steal my tiger? Why'd you steal my tiger?
That's not how he talks, John.
How dare you?
Mike listens to the show, by the way.
You're not friends with Mike.
Tyson?
Mm-hmm.
I played his video game, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Word. And 50 Cent.
Dude, me and Fitty? Yo, Fitty, go shoot down that helicopter. Shit's getting fucked up, 50.
The best off-topic ever.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 206. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me this week is Lee Peel of LeePeel.com and Dr. Jonathan Fass. How we doing, guys? I'm running out of breath.
We're awesome.
I feel like it's Groundhog Day.
This is the fourth time we're trying this intro.
It's just... Folks, your little hand in mine.
Folks, just listen to the off-topic because all of our failed intros will be there this week because it's amazing.
John will be playing Ned Ryerson for us. So
yes.
All right. Well, we got a great show lined up for you this week. We're going to continue the discussion that we had last week on program design for fat loss. And we're going to also dive into the nutrition aspect as well. Hopefully you got to listen to last week's episode where we discussed design, you know, basically straight up program design, the steps that you're going to take to create an effective program from the warm up all the way to the strength and conditioning portion. We did not talk about conditioning very much, so we'll hit on that a little bit. And we also didn't talk about nutrition, obviously, for the fact that we feel a lot more comfortable with Lee talking about the nutrition than John and I, because we're just going to say, you know, go read this book or something like that. So
yeah. Go paleo for the win.
Really?
I don't know. Why not?
I feel like we shouldn't even use this one.
I was being, John was being really good up until that point.
All right, yeah. We're gonna try this one more time. All right.
Oh my God! All right, fine. Serious face.
Are you crying, Lee? Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 206. I'm shit. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast. This is episode number 206. I'm Kevin Larrabee, and along with me is Lee Peel from LeePeel.com and Jonathan Fass. Hey, guys.
He didn't even let us intro anymore.
No, we're getting past that.
You didn't even give out my URL.
No, you don't have, John, you don't have a website.
Wait, what was it? I got to write it on my Facebook. John, do you remember? Or am I going to have to go back?
Oh, I said you can't spell charm without arm.
JFast.
Biceps.com. Oh, please, just let's get going.
All right, well, hopefully you tuned in last week where we had a great discussion on program design for fat loss, where John and I talked about everything from the warm-ups to the actual strength and conditioning portion. So you should be able to properly design a warm-up. And
did we talk about volume and cooldowns? I think that's what we left off on, right? Seriously.
Can we get that
done? That's what we... What's that?
All right. Start it off, John.
I'm being serious face. This is my serious face. I think that's where we left off. I'm asking. All right, folks, let me explain. We've tried to record the beginning of the show now, I think, 6 times. Kevin is so cranky that he, like, his head's
cranky,
about to...
cranky, John.
See?
I'm just trying to put together a good show.
So, Kevin, am I correct...
What's up, man?
...in my memory... that we left off and we did not discuss volume, intensity, or cooldowns. Is this correct?
We did not talk about volume. We did not talk about cooldowns. We did not talk about deloading. There's a lot of things we didn't talk about. This is a big can of worms, John, that we opened up last week.
That's true. And you used that phrase a number of times and pointed out that you don't like that phrase.
Can
and that
of
you
worms,
did.
John.
It's true.
I don't like that.
This whole bag a minute.
Just go.
No.
Go with it.
No. We're recording that.
All right. Well, then can I say it's just like a whole bag of dicks? I mean, since we're talking about bad saying.
All right. Three.
Now, do you actually see a bag of dicks? Is it like baguettes? Are they individually wrapped?
It's a trash bag.
It's a trash righty. It was the trash bag.
Okay,
old
I'm
dude.
Good.